The crisis of enrollment in higher education is real. Undergraduate enrollment across the board fell by 3.2% this fall, echoing last fall's 3.4% decline. Since fall 2019, undergraduate enrollments have dropped 6.5%. So what's going on? The trend has been fueled by declining population, pandemic pressures, drawing young adults to the workforce, and not the classrooms. So what are colleges and universities doing? What are the strategies? From a marketing perspective, from an enrollment perspective, there is no doubt we face an enrollment cliff. Today on the FutureX podcast, we welcome back Chancellor Stephen Gonzalez as we discuss this and much more. Let's go to our chief moderator, Matt Alex.
We all recognize there's an enrollment decline, that this 3%, 5% decline is something that most institutions are facing. Maybe Dr. Gonzalez, you're not, I'm not positive, but one of the things that Reed was saying is how much marketing and promotion is an institution like you focused on to bring people to your institution, for them to recognize the value that you can bring to them? Being able to articulate, you know, who they are and who they can be moving forward. Do you have any strategies around marketing and promotion? And then there's a follow-up question that I'll just give to you because he's not here, is what is your virtual strategy? You know, how do you make a more online program be a part of your ecosystem, but have it equal to your in-person ecosystem?
Marketing, that's a tough deal for us, and I'll mention why. It's because of some of the other institutions of higher education that we mentioned here in our state, with 200,000 students and about a $1.5 to $1.6 billion budget here in Maricopa. We probably spend across the system roughly $3 million a year in marketing. And the colleges each have a small budget to do marketing. And it is never, 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 never enough money to do the type of marketing that we need to do that I think is necessary to really grow our programs. I think it's unfortunate there are still people that live in this valley that aren't sure what Maricopa does or can do for them. Now, there are many ways that we can change that and take advantage of low-cost or no-cost measures. And that's using social media. That's probably our sweet spot for that 17 to 21 year old. So that traditional age student, they're all over the social media platforms. So we take full advantage of what we can do on social media. Of course, we also do the traditional marketing techniques. You'll see some billboards, you'll hear radio, see TV. And then, you know, we try to have really strong relationships with our media, so that when we've got something positive to promote, they may run it for us and give us that opportunity to shine. You know, unfortunately, things come up around here where we may not shine, and they almost always pick those up, even if we don't ask them to. but we use all of the tentacles that are possible, and some of the other organizations that were mentioned earlier. I would say that they're probably spending at a minimum 10 times the amount that we're spending on marketing. And I see it. You know, I drive up to work and I just see it. I hear it. And that's a tough thing to compete with. So I guess for us, it's social media, a lot of word of mouth, and some of the more traditional methods. But we've got to change our game. And in fact, that's some direction that I've recently given to my I've done some reorganization internally to bring my strategic communications and marketing components together. And then also have asked for a plan to increase their budget over the next 3 to 5 years. And it's not going to be nowhere near where some of our competitors are, but it's going to be better than what we have today.
What is your virtual strategy? What's your online strategy? And then how do you create that allows for that experience to be or meet the in-person strategy as much?
We have Rio Salado Community College, which is an entirely, well, they're 99, I'd say 99.9% all of what they do is online. And they were one of the first online community colleges that started well over 25 years ago. And this is at a time when we had students who were taking our online classes and some of our public universities that refused to take the credits from those students who were taking online classes. That shows you how long ago and how innovative Maricopa was in that space. And today, each one of those organizations that I just talked to you about has its own online college, and they're pretty big. So we have a major virtual presence. Typically, Rio Salado is seen as the online college and is really the one that has the authority through the district and through accreditation to deliver entirely online programs. But we're changing that, and we think that there are colleges that can put some of their unique programs on an online platform, and that will help with, you know, furthering access for our students and also help us with enrollment and being able to increase it. Some of you may be familiar with the SAR agreement, which is a state articulation reciprocity agreement, which just is, it just really dictates the terms of how you operate. So if we want to deliver a program and work and have students who live in the state of New Mexico, for example, there are things that we had to do to make sure that that can happen. Rio is the one college that are pretty much in every state in the country has a reciprocity agreement. So that means our other colleges will need to find a way to attach to that agreement in order for us to deliver beyond the boundaries of the state of Arizona. And then doing many things to ensure that there's an equitable experience for the students. We make sure that our faculty have opportunities to receive the latest and greatest training to ensure that engagement takes place. And we also want to make sure that services are available to these students. The pandemic has really forced the conversation about making many of our face-to-face services available to students in a virtual environment as well. So you will now see more virtual tutoring experiences, more virtual library experiences, more virtual advising experiences than you have in the past.
Chancellor Gonzalez, the last question is really about making headlines in higher education. Our conversations with all of the higher ed changemakers, which you are our fourth higher ed changemaker conversation here on Clubhouse and on the podcast, they've all kind of made bold statements about the future of higher ed, innovation within higher ed. And most of these bold statements have revolved around the debate of the cost value proposition in higher education that's raging right now. We've had statements from, for example, Maryville University, and they made statements like, you know, watch out for a subscription model that's coming in the world of higher education, a la Netflix style. We also had, you know, headlines like Minerva talking about building models that are against the grain of how higher education is currently structured. Switching the spotlight to the two-year model, which you happen to be at the helm of, what would be your headline statement in terms of your feelings on the cost-value proposition of higher education and some of these outrageous price tags that we're seeing? And in terms of where you see things going, what would be your headline statement?
I always think about the former CEO of GE, Jack Welch, once said that if the outside is changing faster than the inside, your demise is near. And the community colleges and other institutions of higher education need to heed that advice right now, because the outside is changing quickly. And I've challenged my administration, my faculty and staff at times to say, if you don't think it's changing, if you don't think the way you learn is changing, how many of you have recently watched a YouTube video on how to do something, to watch someone cook something? You know, I changed the water pump in my vehicle by watching a YouTube video. I didn't have to go take a class at one of my local community colleges and become a mechanic to do that. That's the future of learning. It's on demand, whether it's subscription or just simply free with what you can learn. YouTube is like that library card of today, right? And we're experimenting with some things. We've partnered with an organization called Unmuddle to launch a, I would say, a sort of Amazon-like experience where you have available to you different courses, different certificates, possibly even degrees that you can learn in this model, and you just simply move them over into your basket or your cart, and you're signed up. And there's a lot going on behind the scenes to make that such an easy process, but you know, it's like the 1-2 click and you're in, and away you go. And when you come out of that, you should have something that is now going to make you a little bit more marketable. We need to really think about that. And then here's the other thing, I keep saying this, all it's going to take is some of our places where our students go and work who need demonstration that they have earned a degree or a certificate to go away. And instead, can you imagine if, you know, you have this virtual, if you will, a virtual transcript that is demonstrating how many likes or how many follows you have in the work that you do, and that enough is enough then for a company to hire you. We're out of business at that point. How do you compete with that? Because that's entirely free. So that's my statement. If we're not careful, the demise is near for the current structure, and we need to be flexible.
Well, Dr. Gonzalez, I want to say thank you for joining us. For everyone in the audience, thanks for being here. We have had Chancellor Stephen Gonzalez from Maricopa Community College, who is really a transformer, who is really challenging, you know, his own institutions, but also looking at the impact and being very proactive in how Maricopa serves his community. So Dr. Gonzalez, I want to say I'm really grateful. As you notice, we had so many people come up and have this discussion with you. We hope that you can maybe look at a clubhouse strategy within your own ecosystem, because the drop-in concept of a conversation is very telling in terms of the short attention span that many people have, but the ability to impact, you know, discussions even for short times is really important. That's why these segments that we'll build out of this is going to be a really important part of changing the landscape as we move forward. So, any last words, Dr. Gonzalez? And if not, we usually host a post-mingle room that we just talk about the conversation, but I would love to let you end it and then take it from there.
Well, Matt, let me just say thank you. This has been really fun to do. It's one of the fastest hours ever for me. I was a little worried about what we would talk about for an hour, but I really appreciate this opportunity. I want to thank everybody who's joined us this afternoon, morning, or evening, and I just really appreciate, you know, being that you guys being the sounding board and also providing the feedback from your own experiences. So look forward to meeting any of you in person someday in the future. So maybe our paths will cross, but Maricopa is here. And if any of you are willing to or wanting to partner with us in any way, our open sign is lit up. So please come and see us.
On January of 2020, Dr. Stephen R. Gonzalez assumed the role of interim chancellor for the Maricopa County Community College District, one of the largest community college systems in the nation, serving nearly 200,000 students with the support of 10,000 faculty and staff across 10 colleges. He has nearly 25 years of instructional and administrative experience in higher education. He served as the 8th president of Gateway Community College, one of the 10 Maricopa Community Colleges. Dr. Gonzalez has served on the National Community College Hispanic Council as an executive board member, the Community College Survey of Student Engagement as a member of the Board of Directors, the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities, the National Institute of Staff and Organizational Development, and the Arizona Post-Secondary Education Board of Commissioners. He has recently published an article in the New Directions for Community Colleges Journal. This episode was recorded live on Clubhouse. Check us out at the Future X Tribe. It was produced by the Future X Tribe, Beyond Academics, and BNEX Global. Executive Director and Chief Moderator, Matt Alex. Edited by BNEX Global Media. Our music is by David Cutter. I'm Hector H. Lopez. We'll see you next time as we continue our discussions with the higher ed changemakers on the FutureX podcast.